Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Deadlier ones for breast cancer.
There are people who think that we ought to be screening people in their 20s and 30s, and we don't have evidence that that saves lives.
Similar story for prostate cancer, says Chief Medical Officer Dr. Otis Brawley.
There are folks going on television saying that anyone who doesn't get screened for prostate cancer is a fool. We don't have strong enough evidence to say that that is true.
This change will surely create controversy. Not wanting to cause confusion or panic, the Cancer Society is working on a message to give people guidance. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Well, you've seen those Smart Choices check marks on the labels of some food products. It may be effective marketing, but the government says it could be misleading. We're live with CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
And Nick, when shoppers see the green check for Smart Choices,
Smart Choices program, that it would be a healthy choice.
They think healthy choice, but FDA Commissioner Margaret Hamburg believes it's not always true.
There are products that have gotten the Smart Choice check mark that are almost 50% sugar.
She promises a crackdown on inaccurate food labeling. The food industry's Gene Grabowski admits Smart Choices may need another look.
They have been using the labels for marketing purposes.
The people behind Smart Choices say they believe in it, but are willing to work with the FDA. Nick?
A report on child abuse in this country has been released this morning, and it makes for grim reading. It concludes that between 2001 and 2007, about 15,000 children have died of abuse and neglect. Michael Petit of Every Child Matters says these were not all kids who fell through cracks in the system.
Maybe half the children have already been brought to the attention of authorities, but the authorities are forced to triage these cases the way an emergency room does, and sometimes they make mistakes as to which is the appropriate case.
Petit is calling on the Obama administration to strengthen child protection agencies. This is the day the head of Uncle Sam's Troubled Asset Relief Program delivers his quarterly report card. Let's go live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, the government watchdog tracking the $700 billion bailout gives it an incomplete grade. Inspector General Neil Barofsky tells CBS News about his mixed report.
There have been some successes in as far as pulling us back from the brink of a financial collapse, but as far as restoring lending, helping homeowners, helping small businesses, that hasn't materialized yet.
Barofsky says it's unrealistic to believe the government will recoup all of its money. The administration will refocus the rescue effort to small businesses, and later today, President Obama will outline a plan to loosen lending to that sector. Hugh Johnson is a small business analyst.
Hopefully the initiatives are large enough, bold enough, and sensible enough, and they're going to work.
Now, this new plan would give small banks more access to the Financial Rescue Fund. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
They have a sinister-sounding name, and now the Securities and Exchange Commission is ready to propose new rules covering them. They're called dark pools. And Joel Schlesinger of CBS Money Watch says they are very big business.
Dark pools are anonymous trades that are alternatives to public markets like the New York Stock Exchange. Companies use them to execute large orders and maintain the privacy of their trading strategies. Trading on dark pools has skyrocketed over the past 3 years, in some cases quadrupling.
You're listening to the Wednesday morning edition of the CBS World News Roundup.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Our Clean World.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Denver police have found the missing 12-year-old boy who disappeared while riding his scooter yesterday afternoon. Police say they found the boy in Aurora, and he was checked by paramedics and is fine, but details around his disappearance and recovery are still unclear at this hour. No, it's not your imagination. It is snowing in parts of the metro area, but not for long.
It's going to be pulling out of Denver during the day today, but it's moving slowly east, so out in the plains it could rain and snow well into the night yet tonight.
Chad Gimmestad with the National Weather Service. A winter storm warning is up for the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. The foothills and the Palmer Divide are under a winter weather advisory through the day, expecting 3 to 8 inches of snow. Colorado Springs nurse is suing the city-owned Memorial Health System. She claims she was fired after she told a police officer who ticketed her for speeding that she hoped he was never one of her patients. Miriam Leverington says her free speech rights were violated when she was pulled over last year. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche are in Minneapolis tonight to take on the Wild. The Avs are in first place in the NHL's Northwest Division. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Speeds are already slower than usual for this time of morning as the commute gets up and running. Everybody's going a little bit slower. Eastbound 36 coming up on Federal. Southbound I-25 is also dragging as you're making your way downtown. That due to that rain-snow mix that is coming down. Now, none of the snow is sticking to the pavement around the metro, but you're going to find splashback being an issue on the highways. There's also going to be some icy patches on those bridges, ramps, and overpasses. In the high country, chain laws are in effect for the semis over Loveland Pass. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The original lowest prices of the season sale starts Wednesday at Kohl's. Get the guaranteed lowest sale prices store-wide, plus $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. See store for details. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM 760.
I know that slugging for brains like Bill Press.
You are a Nazi and a Stalinist.
We have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When you're responsible for reading the news to a city of millions, you need a gentle touch.
As for your greasy mouth self, that might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant.
One of the top most listened to radio shows.
That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
In Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai gets another chance to steal another election. Whoa! Isn't democracy wonderful? Hey, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Wednesday, October 21, and welcome to this Wednesday edition of the Bill Press Show, booming out to you live coast to coast from our little radio studio here on Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C. I've been off in Chicago for a couple of days. Good to be back with you. Good to see you today, and thank you for joining us. Our toll-free number, if you want to weigh in on the issues of the day, 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-7737. We did not change the number to 866-55-OGBURN while I was away. there were some thoughts about that, but I said, no, let's not go too far in this department. But we do want to say a great big thank you to Peter Ogburn for filling in, and Dan Henning being here, making sure that he didn't get too far off track.
Kept him in line.
Happy to help.
Our
listeners
seem
to be very, very...
very positive. Yeah,
very positive response.
Yes, to, great to debate on the Peter Ogburn program. The last
I know,
getting,
everyone missed you.
I'm
getting a little nervous, you know, when I get such glowing compliments. So, anyhow, thank you, Peter, and good to see you guys. We had a lot of fun out in Chicago. I was there with the American Council of Life Insurers. I was MC of their annual conference for a couple of days. You'll be proud of me. I actually told some Redskin jokes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Redskins, they lost that. They lost to another undefeated team. Oh,
another winless team.
Another winless team. No, I'm sorry. The other way around. So, you know, the police are cracking down on speeders here in Washington, D.C. I don't know whether you know about that.
Is that right?
They're really going to go really tough. And for your first offense, they give you two tickets to the Nationals. For your second offense, two tickets to the Redskins. What do you call 47 millionaires sitting around watching the Super Bowl?
What?
The Redskins. Or my favorite is what do the Redskins and Billy Graham have in common?
What's that?
Only Billy Graham and the Redskins can get 70,000 people to their feet all at one time shouting, "Jesus Christ!"
Look at you!
That's
pretty good.
Sports figure, I love that one.
It's tough. It's tough going out there as an ambassador for football from Washington, D.C., because we have the worst team in football.
Yeah, that's right. I was in Chicago. The Bears didn't win Sunday, but at least didn't.
Bears are doing much better this season.
That is right. And, boy, I tell you, neither is that judge down in Louisiana doing much better. That jerk, what's his name, Bardwell? Keith Bardwell, who refused to marry this couple, an interracial couple, and then he was on the early show on CBS, And it basically admits that he's a racist. Listen to this exchange.
The law says that I cannot deny mixed race marriages.
Ooh, sounds right. Pretty smart.
And that means prevent them from getting married. And I did not prevent them getting married.
Yeah. Right. Would you refuse a license to anybody else based on, well, you know, maybe he doesn't have a job, or maybe, you know, she's got a crazy family, or would you refuse a license to anybody for any other circumstances?
Well, like I said before, I don't give marriage license.
Well, okay, or perform a marriage.
He doesn't sound like a racist, does he?
Perform a marriage on account of that.
Or anything else?
No.
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 I don't need to do it because, you know, he's black and she's white or something. You know, but, you know, he could have a point, because imagine if that interracial couple had a little baby boy. I mean, what could happen to him in this country, you know? Yeah. He could be president of the United States!
Exactly.
What an idiot. Jesus. Take his license away. I'm telling you. Hey, Susan Page from USA Today, good friend, is going to be joining us a little bit later in the show here, and we're going to take a look at the latest in Afghanistan and on health care. But first...
This is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news. Sarah Palin will soon be able to see Oprah from her couch as the former vice presidential nominee goes along promoting her new book, Going Rogue. She'll do her first interview on the Oprah Winfrey program. Harpo Productions announced they nabbed the former Alaska governor for the November 16th broadcast. It'll be the first time that Palin and Winfrey meet.
I'll bet, be willing to bet, though, that that book will not be Oprah's book of the month, you know.
No way.
No.
Mm-mm. How about this match
made... Oh, it will be pure fiction.
Yeah, right.
How about this match made in heaven? John Gosselin and Nadia Suleiman, the original Octomom, told Radar Online that she's got a crush on the newly separated father of eight.
Oh, God.
Yes,
I swear to God, I read this. I thought it was from The Onion.
But she feels bad for his estranged wife, Kate. She wishes everyone would just leave her alone and doesn't recommend any single mom jump into the dating
scene. So remind me, she has 13, 14?
Octomom has 14 kids.
14, and now he's got 8.
Perfect!
Got
eight.
Yeah.
22. John and Nadia plus 22. Good God almighty.
Ever felt that rush of relief when you've made it to the train right on time?
Yeah.
Well, if you're a New York commuter and the door is closed behind you, you weren't on time. You were actually a minute late. You were the beneficiary of an until now closely guarded secret, according to the New York Post, the New York Minute. Each of the city's 900 commuter trains pulls out of the station 60 seconds past its scheduled departure time. A 70-year-old former train master says the extra minute has been secretly delighting tardy New Yorkers for as long as he can remember, possibly as early as the late 1800s.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, they automatically, I saw that story, automatically wait 1 minute after the scheduled departure time.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but you know what?
The only city that
they should never have let that cat out of the bag, because now everybody's going to show up a minute late.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right. All right. Thanks, Dan. 13 minutes after the hour here, take a look at the two big top news stories of the day. What's happening on two fronts? Yes, in Afghanistan, President Obama will be meeting this morning at the White House with John Kerry, who really has pulled a great diplomatic coup. Kerry will just be getting off the plane from Afghanistan. He was there for the last 5 days. It took 5 days of persuasion for Kerry to finally convince Hamid Karzai to accept the recommendation, which they knew was coming from the UN Elections Commission, that in fact the last election there, where there was massive fraud. They said up to one third. Imagine that. This is our guy. One third of the ballots were fraudulent ballots in that election. And Kerry finally, on the fifth day, having tea with Karzai, persuades Karzai that he will that he has to accept the need for a runoff election, which is set already on November 7. I mean, I don't know how they can turn it around that fast. And then Kerry and Karzai had a news conference, and John Kerry said, "Yes, this terrible election crisis has not now turned into a big opportunity for the Afghan people."
With the nation of Afghanistan facing extraordinary challenges,
a moment of great uncertainty has been transformed into a moment of great opportunity.
And I appreciate that optimism. Again, he's going to give his report directly to President Obama as soon as he gets off the plane, just a little bit later this morning. But I got to tell you, I still have a lot of questions in my mind. Number one, the timing. How can they possibly, so quickly, by November 7, correct all their problems and have a legitimate, honest election in that little bit of time, correct all those problems? I don't get it. And there's also the possibility that Abdullah, who was the challenger, and Karzai could get together and form some kind of a coalition government. Again, in the time between now and November 7, how is that possible? I don't know. But the real question is, how could we possibly make a decision to send more troops there? And if you missed our interview earlier in the program here with Senator Ted Kaufman from Delaware, who just got back from his second trip to Afghanistan, he made, I thought, the very important point that the real contest in Afghanistan today is between the Taliban and the Karzai government. And if the people don't have confidence in the Karzai government, if they have more confidence, put it this way, in the Taliban and in the Karzai government, or equal or lack of confidence in both, then how can we possibly send troops to work with an illegitimate government and think we can achieve stability in the country? It's just a non-starter. It doesn't work. And at the same time, then, there is increasing pressure on President Obama to make a decision about whether or not to send more troops. Even Secretary Gates yesterday, on his way to Tokyo, I think it was, gave an interview to reporters on the plane, where he said he doesn't think the president can wait until the political situation is resolved before making a military decision about sending more troops. Martha Raddatz from ABC, I think, who knows that area better than anybody, the best reporter covering that area, made that point yesterday on the evening news.
There's a very practical reason they've got to make a decision soon. If the president decides he wants 40,000 more troops over there, they've got to get those troops moving. Not only does it take a long time to get them physically there, they have to have infrastructure. This isn't like Iraq. There's not an infrastructure in place.
So, pressure. You got pressure on the political pressure and the military pressure. Boy, Afghanistan, very, very troubling. On the other big issue of the day, troubling too, I think, on health care. First of all, a little bit of good news. Harry Reid yesterday did tell reporters, and Politico reports it this morning, that Harry Reid is really pushing in those meetings to craft the Senate health care bill, that Harry Reid is pushing to include a public plan option, which is good news. Hey, he's the leader. He can do it. He told reporters they're leaning toward going with a public plan option in those discussions. That's good news. A little troubling news is, if the New York Times story is correct, here's a headline in this morning's New York Times story: Obama takes a health care hiatus. Cheryl Gay Stolberg here, in writing in the New York Times, says, as congressional leaders and White House officials huddle behind closed doors to settle their differences on health care legislation, one of the most powerful voices in the debate, President Obama's, has grown noticeably quieter. And she reports that the White House officials confirm that the president is entering what they call a quiet period, that he's pulling back from the debate on health care reform. I don't get it. He's pulling back at the very time when we need him. He's pulling back at the time when he ought to be up there in the Senate, visibly, I think, part of the debate. I mean, he can't be there every day, but go up there and have a meeting and say, this is what it's got to be, or call him down to the White House and say what it's got to be. And Sam Stein in Politico reports this morning, you've met Sam Stein here on the show, covers the White House and Congress for Huffington Post. Huffington Post, he reports today, that there are several senior aides to senators who told him that they'd be a lot further along, they'd be a lot closer to a public plan option, that more senators would be for the public plan option publicly if Obama would just be pushing them and twisting their arms, and his not being part of the action is really hurting the push for a public plan option. So if this is true, if Obama's decided, the White House decided right now that Obama's going to pull back from health care and work on other issues instead and enter a quiet period, No, this is when we need the noise period from the White House. This is when we need the real leadership, it seems to me, from President Obama on the public plan option. I don't get it. Maybe you can explain it to me. I think he's going in the wrong direction. 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-77-377. President Obama, this is a time to stand up and shout, not to decide to be quiet.
Every time I turn to do a press show, I get pumped up.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
I don't need coffee. I throw the coffee out the window.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Do you know why so many people have trouble learning new languages? Because they make the mistake of trying to learn it when they should just absorb it. And right now, a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone will show you how. So stop memorizing, stop translating, and please stop doing drill after boring drill. Because now you can unlock your hidden language learning potential with the world's fastest, easiest way to learn, Rosetta Stone. We don't want you to take our word for it. We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of Rosetta Stone for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-377-9196. Don't try to learn a language, just absorb it. Call 1-800-377-9196. That's 1-800-377-9196.
Did you know that last year smoking-related diseases killed 1 in 10 adults globally? And nearly 500,000 people in the United States alone. How many times have you tried to quit smoking only to start back up again? How would you like to try an electronic smoking device for free that looks and tastes just like the real thing? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Sandor for Smoke Assist, the revolutionary electronic smoking device that really satisfies. No tobacco, no smell, no tar, no stained teeth, no smelly clothes, and no more guilt. Live a healthy lifestyle for you and your loved ones. Now you can get Smoke Assist, $130 value for free. Improve your life today and be healthy. I'm so confident that Smoke Assist will work for you that I'm going to give it to you for free.
Get Smoke Assist right now for free. Call 800-859-0761. Get one for you or a friend. 800-859-0761. Limited free offer, so call now. 800-859-0761. That's 800-859-0761.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Expect a pretty slow commute. We've got some wet roads out there. You want to be careful on the bridge ramps and overpasses as well. Accident on 285 near Aspen Park. Roads are wet and slick in spots out there on 285 and in the foothills. Also see some heavy jams coming southbound on 25 out of North Glen and Thornton, 104th to 84th. Your forecast, rain and snow showers should continue past noon. Heavier snow to the west and south of the city. Highs today in the low 40s, right now 35 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
You work hard to stay healthy. Now at GNC and GNC.com, there's a sale that works hard for you. Our semi-annual Buy One Vitapack program, Get One Half Price Sale. Heart health, joint health, or more energy, each convenient pack gives you the specific vitamins and supplements you need every day. Buy One Vitapack program, choose a second one at half price. Our GNC sales associates make good health easy. Give us 5 minutes. Profit for life. GNC. Live well. Only at participating GNC stores. Second product must be of equal or lesser value. See store for details.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side, so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
Here, AM 760.
Kevin Richards just sent his identity out shopping.
Hey, Kev, it's me, your identity.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. The retailer is sending the stuff.
Did you talk to strangers?
No. But I met a nice group of guys from Russia.
Oh, I'm gonna...
Wondering where your identity goes? Get Identity Guard. We scan everything from credit bureaus to public records, so you know what's going on. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again. Visit IdentityGuard.com. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Find out more about their great work. So just a footnote on healthcare. The one thing that's very, very clear, and I think... Finally, Democrats are catching on to this, is the idea that there's going to be any help from the Republicans on health care is just non-existent. I mean, they've just decided they are going to be anti, therefore the status quo. Even Newt Gingrich recognized that and admitted that yesterday.
I think the Republicans did a very good job of being the party of opposition, but they have not yet done a good job of being the party of an alternative.
In other words, they are the party of no. They've done a good job of that. They just said no to everything, including cash for clunkers and health care reform. They put nothing on the table. Harry Reid, also acknowledged that he had high hopes that this was going to be a time when both parties would join together to make history. But the Republicans clearly don't want to play.
I had high hopes that they would join us in this venture into history that is going to change history very positively. But we haven't gotten that partnership, and that's disappointing.
Yeah, they're not going to get it either as long as you've got John Boehner and Mitch McConnell, who basically have no ideas of their own. I mean, all they're capable of doing is... saying no, is putting up roadblocks. They're not really capable of presenting any new ideas because it's been a long time since they had one. Well, you know, I had high hopes, too, that, you know, after Glenn Beck sort of took over as being the nuttiest, craziest, wackiest person and most paranoid on the far right, that Rush Limbaugh might become a little more reasonable, just might become a little kinder and gentler, a little more, I don't know, person that you might once in a while find a good idea from, or they might say something nice. No. Here's Rush on a New York Times reporter, environmental reporter, Andrew Revkin.
If he really thinks that humanity is destroying the planet, humanity is destroying the climate, that human beings in their natural existence are going to cause the extinction of life on Earth. Andrew Revkin. Mr. Revkin, why don't you just go kill yourself?
Nice guy. Hey, yeah. If you don't agree with me, if you really do believe in global warming and you really do believe in saving the environment, nice guy. Why don't you just go out and kill yourself? Now, there is intelligent Republican debate. Susan Page next.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Right. Let's get down to brass tacks. GEICO is the third largest car insurance company in the nation with a 97% customer satisfaction rating. We insure over 18 million drivers and we're dedicated to keeping every one of them happy. And geckos are hard workers. Okay, to be honest, I don't know any other geckos in the biz. Well, there's a lizard in accounting, but we just say hello in the hallway. I think his name's Steve.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
May want to add about 15 minutes to your commute this morning. It's wet and sloppy out there. Already accidents on both sides of 25 over Monument Hill. Pavement is slick and slushy in spots down there. Also, got a crash on 285 near Aspen Park. Roads are wet and slick in the foothills. Also, a crash near downtown Spear and Broadway. Your forecast today, rain and snow through the early afternoon with about 1 to 2 inches in Denver. More snow to the south and west. Some areas will get 5 to 10 inches. Look for a high around 40 degrees. Our current downtown temperature 35. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The original lowest prices of the season sale starts Wednesday at Kohl's. Get the guaranteed lowest sale prices store-wide, plus $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. See store for details. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
How about you get hit in an automobile accident? Well, when it comes to doing insurance companies, they are the worst. You don't get the damages you deserve? I got two guys you ought to talk to. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. They're not going to allow any insurance company or big corporation to put your back against the wall.
Mike Turner and Scott Henderson Law Firm, proud supporters of AM 760. Call 303-300-1600. That's 303-300-1600.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere.
For information, go to cityofhope.org/deliverhope.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Morning show of the Obama generation, the Bill Press Show.
On a Wednesday, October 21, 33 minutes after the hour, the Bill Press Show coming to you live coast to coast from our studio here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Beautiful, sunny, and a warm day here in our nation's capital, and things are still red hot on the health care front. All the attention on Harry Reid and his efforts to shape a final Senate health care bill, combining the best of the Senate Health Committee version and the Senate Finance Committee version. And the White House, of course, very much part of those meetings, watching it all and reporting on it all. It's the Washington Bureau Chief for USA Today, our good friend Susan Page. Hi, Susan.
Hey, Bill.
Before we get into health care, I have to ask you, the White House has declared war on Fox News. They're making no bones about it. They call it a propaganda network, and they're basically... even Robert Gibbs yesterday singled out Sean Hannity's show and Glenn Beck's show as two of the ones that they think are the worst shows on Fox. Is this a smart strategy on the part of the White House?
You know, I don't know. It's I guess I'm of two minds. On the one hand, they may figure they have nothing to lose because it's not like they're getting any good coverage from those shows. So
And they're not going to.
On the other hand, I think there's kind of a mixed record in presidents who try to take on news organizations. You know, I remember George W. Bush got into a bad relationship with the New York Times. I don't think he gave him an interview for the last several years of his term. It didn't keep the New York Times from covering him often critically. But I think they figured in this case, nothing to lose. And with this kind of line of criticism that Obama's not tough enough, it is something that makes the White House look like it's willing to get engaged in a fight.
They say that one of the reasons they're doing it is because they want to delegitimize Fox News so that legitimate organizations like yours, USA Today, if they see something on Fox News, they're less like you are less likely than to write about it, or because it started on Fox. And they use the example like of Acorn, right? Acorn,
right.
Fox was making a big deal about Acorn, and other people like picked it up from Fox. So they're saying, you know, to people, again, like USA Today, ignore whatever you see on Fox. And if they make war on Fox, you're less likely to take seriously anything you see on Fox.
Well, but, you know, the fact is Fox now has the highest ratings of any of the cable news shows, any of the cable news channels. And, you know, in cases like the Tea Parties, for instance, which Fox was heavily covering and the rest of the press was not paying so much attention to, we started writing about it when they really took over all those congressional town hall meetings in the summer. I mean, that is not a story we would, I think, the news media was going to ignore, no matter who was kind of there at the beginning, because it clearly reflected, you know, the attitude of a certain portion of the American public.
Yeah, I mean, that was a legitimate news story. I mean,
it became a legitimate news story when it became impossible for members of Congress to have these health care town hall meetings they'd hoped to have in the summer, because they were just overwhelmed by these very fierce critics.
Yeah, I mean, I think the whether they were legitimate protests or not was a question.
Right.
But the fact that they were overtaking these town halls was a legitimate story.
And you know what else was a legitimate story? The slowness of the pro-Obama forces to respond.
Right.
Now, they eventually did and fought back and turned out their own people for these town halls, but it took them a while. And that told you maybe a little something about a shortcoming in the White House strategy that now I know they've tried to address.
So, Susan Page, USA Today, here on the Bill Press Show. Susan, healthcare, the it's interesting that Senator Reid yesterday said that the talks now are leaning toward a public plan option. The New York Times this morning, Cheryl Gay Stolberg, damn good reporter, right, has a story where the headline is, Obama takes a healthcare hiatus. And she reports that senior officials at the White House are admitting that they're pulling back, the president pulling back from the debate right now. I find that a strange decision, that this would seem to me to be the time to be more engaged rather than less engaged.
Yeah, you know, and we have a poll in the paper, New USA Today, Gallup poll in the paper this morning that shows some trouble for the health care plan. It shows the people who support it aren't yet convinced, and the people who oppose it are sure they do. But the person they trust to deal with it is Barack Obama. So clearly he's got a powerful voice with people. He's been really deferential all along to members of Congress on pulling together this bill, but I think a lot of people like are making comments similar to yours that now that we're kind of at the end point of pulling together the bill that's going to get voted on, this is the time for the White House to be more engaged. Of course, it is true that Rahm Emanuel and Nancy DeParle are up there in the room as they try to merge these two Senate bills. So they've got a role to play. But
what does your poll show about public, or did you ask the question? I'm sure you did, about the public plan option. What kind of support?
We did, and a majority of Americans support the idea of including some sort of public plan, and which is consistent with this Washington Post poll that came out yesterday.
Right. So then,
but that doesn't mean you're going to get one.
Right, but then wouldn't this be the time for the president?
Yeah.
As you say, now Finance Committee is done. All the committees are done. They've got the bills are out there now. And now's really the final crunch, right, for him to come forward and say, look, I want the public plan option in this final bill. Put it in there.
You could think that, except I think the White House has already decided you're not going to have a real public option in the bill. And it's not just because you want to keep Olympia Snow, the sole Republican, on board. It's because you can't hold some of those moderate Democrats for a bill if it has a real public option, you know, the kind of plan that a lot of Democrats in the House want. Now, you could have a plan that, like the trigger plan that Olympia Snow's talked about, where costs aren't held down, or you could have a plan where states could decide to have their own public option. But
those are, I mean, my opinion, those are all really weak substitutes.
Yeah.
And I mean, if the president goes reconciliation, he's not going to have to. He could get 50 votes, certainly, for a strong public plan option.
You know, they could, but they're wary of all the limitations of going on reconciliation, which involve limits on what it is you can pass with reconciliation, since it's really a budget trick.
Yeah.
You know. So I wonder if that's one reason the White House doesn't want the president out there too far, because they think in the end that you're not going to get the real robust public option that you're talking about.
Hmm. So, and Olympia Snow, they really want to hold on to her vote, don't they?
Queen of Washington.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I got
to
tell you.
Anything she wants. Does she want to be an ambassador? Does she want to go to state dinner? Would she like a better parking space? It is hers.
It is. Susan Page here on the Bill Press Show. Susan, New Jersey and Virginia, very, very interesting races. How the governor's races turn out there is going to be fairly or unfairly weighed as pretty important, isn't it, politically?
Yeah, you know, although history tells us it's not very important, I'm sure on election night and the days after we'll write about it as though it was important. And the fact is, it is the first time voters can go and kind of weigh in on how they think things are going. And things, you know, I think the Democrats see some serious problems in both states. I mean, Virginia looks like a very tough one for Democrats to hold. And New Jersey, if Democrats hold it, it's going to be because there's this third-party candidate mm-hmm. that turned out to be pretty strong. How do you call those two races, Bill?
I think John Corzine wins, and Creed Eads, I'd have to say, today doesn't. But they are going to be seen as indications of President Obama's popularity, strength, all that kind of stuff.
And right? His coalition. You know, one problem Creed Eads has is that African-American voters are not excited about this more conservative Democratic mm-hmm. white candidate from mm-hmm. from the southern part of the state as they were about Barack Obama. That really shouldn't be a surprise, but, you know, if you were looking at, is there a Barack Obama party that Democrats can count on? You know, maybe you have to be Barack Obama to count on the coalition that elected him.
And out in Nevada, Harry Reid, it was announced, I think Politico did a story this morning, that John Ensign has volunteered that he would be willing to go out and campaign against Harry Reid in Nevada if the Republican candidate out there wants him to. Now, let's say, Susan, if you were the Republican opponent to Harry Reid, do you want John Ensign out stumping for you?
I think possibly not. You know, once you're, like, engulfed in scandal, possibly not the strong. Maybe the Republican candidate would like him to go out and campaign for Harry Reid.
That would be, yeah. One would think that would be more helpful to the Republican candidate. You know, I think it's the best thing that could happen to Harry Reid.
To have Ensign campaigning against him?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Susan, always good to talk to you. Lots to cover this morning, and you're up on it as always. So.
Hey, Bill, thanks very much.
All right, talk to you again soon. Susan Page, she's the Washington Bureau Chief of USA Today, here on the Bill Press Show.
I know that throughout our history, we have met every great challenge with bold action and big ideas.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
We have a responsibility to ourselves and to our children to do it once again.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Times are tough. High car repair bills are getting more expensive. Consider the fact that replacing your power steering could cost over $620. A new engine or transmission could set you back well over $3,000. Consumers Choice Auto Care wants to give you a free, no-obligation quote, so these repair bills cost you nothing. With an extended service plan, you choose the repair shop you want, and we cut them a check directly. Get a free consultation on a solid 5-year, 100,000-mile extended vehicle service agreement, no matter how many miles are on your car. You pick your own coverage, deductible, and payment plan. You even pick your own repair shop, and we pick up the bill. For a very limited time, the first 10 callers get a 25% discount if you call now with your current mileage. For your free quote, call 800-688-7209. That's 800-688-7209. Don't wait. Protect yourself from future expensive repair bills. Call 800-688-7209. That's 800-688-7209.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic. traffic.
Look out, could be a slick ride for you. Accidents on both sides of I-25 over Monument Hill. Pavement is slick and slushy in spots down there. I want to be careful of the bridges, ramps, and overpasses. Also got a crash at 6th and Gun Club, one at Spear and Broadway. Stop-and-go conditions coming southbound on 25 out of Northland, 120th all the way down to 84th. There is some sleet falling around town as well. Your forecast, rain and snow showers should continue past noon. Heavier snow, 5 to 10 inches to the south and west of the city. Highs today in the low 40s, right now 35 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a risk-free trial today.
She always looked good to me. I can't believe how young she looks.
For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-500-0698. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-500-0698. 1-800-500-0698.
Don't do it! Don't buy hardwood floors until you've checked out Lumber Liquidators. If you've already made your purchase, refuse delivery and get a refund now. And take all the boxes back. Don't waste your money. Lumber Liquidators can beat every price you've ever seen on hardwood flooring. Save hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars at Lumber Liquidators. To prove it, we'll give you a free full-color catalog now. You won't believe the beautiful top-quality hardwood, hand-scraped bamboo, or cork and laminate floors you can have at these incredible prices. You must see to believe. Even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Our prices are incredibly low because we only sell hardwood flooring. No fancy overhead, no fooling around. Want high quality at the absolute lowest prices anywhere? We can ship directly to you. Or stop by any location in your area. Call now for your free catalog. 1-800-580-5790. Call 800-580-5790. That's 800-580-5790.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Prices at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel. The big high ticket number, I think, was $34,000 per person there. $3 million raised for the Democratic National Committee, where he took some swipes at some of the Wall Street executives in the audience and said, hey, rather than fight regulatory reform, you ought to be for it because you guys screwed up. And this is one way to improve your image. Then he went off to another big fundraiser for a bigger crowd and talked again using an image that he first used in San Francisco last week, talked again about helping clean up the mess in Washington.
Instead of standing on the sidelines, why don't you grab a mop? Help us clean up this mess and get America back on track.
Yeah, got the mop. He used that in San Francisco last week for the first time. This is the new Obama image of cleaning up the mess in Washington. Grab a mop. Not a broom, a mop.
Again, I said it before. When sounds starts like sounding like my wife. Grab a mop. And while you're at it, vacuum the stairs and sweep up the mess.
And he was in full campaign mode last night in front of this crowd.
If you're willing to keep on marching, then I guarantee you we are going to succeed. Yes, we can wasn't just a motto. That's what we're all about.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. He was in good form there last night. Again, the president today at the White House will be meeting with John Kerry just off the plane from Afghanistan. And John Kerry at a news conference with Hamid Karzai yesterday said that this effort in Afghanistan is one, he said, that is, particularly now that Karzai has agreed to this new election, it's one we're committed to, we're not going away, and we are here to stay. John Kerry.
We know that it will be difficult and it will require sacrifice, but we are committed to this effort.
And you got to give Kerry credit, boy. He almost serving like as a Secretary of State there in Afghanistan. He spent 5 days there huddling with Hamid Karzai, finally got him to agree to accept the findings of the UN Elections Commission that the election had indeed been filled with fraud, one-third of the ballots, fraudulent ballots, and they had to have a redo on November 7. And at his news conference with Karzai, Kerry pointed out that what this does is really turn the corner, taking which was a political disaster and turning it now into a political opportunity for the Afghan people.
With the nation of Afghanistan facing extraordinary challenges, a moment of great uncertainty has been transformed into a moment of great opportunity.
And, of course, while the political situation is being, well, maybe somewhat resolved in Afghanistan, although I'm sure you have the same questions I do of how they can turn this from disaster into a credible government in the short space between now and November 7. I frankly think whatever happens on November 7, that Karzai government is still going to be, because he'll probably be reelected, is still going to be discredited and not trusted by the Afghan people. And then there's the question that we can't lose sight of is what to do about the request for more American troops in Afghanistan. Part of that equation has to be the cost of sending troops there. I wasn't with you Monday or Tuesday in Chicago, but I saved this because this was in from the Hill newspaper Friday, which I didn't see till after our show on Friday. Would you believe the Pentagon, I'm reading from the Hill now, the Pentagon pays an average, what do you think, a gallon of fuel, the price of a gallon of fuel for a combat vehicle or an aircraft in Afghanistan, would you believe? $400 a gallon, according to the Hill newspaper. The Pentagon pays an average of $400 to put a gallon of fuel into a combat vehicle or aircraft in Afghanistan. And the problem, the difficulty is the reason it's so high is by the time it arrives in that remote location in Afghanistan where U.S. troops have to operate. Now, how can we afford a war that costs, as I've pointed out here on the show before, $800,000 per American soldier in Afghanistan per year and paying $400 for a gallon of gas? I'm telling you, it's impossible. Impossible. And that has to weigh into Obama's decision. And finally, can't forget the baseball playoffs. We've got the Phillies up 3-1, and last night, the Yankees going up 3-1 with a big win over the A's. Here's one of the key plays.
There's a swing and a smash
over
down the
over
right
the Angels.
Line. That's a fair ball. It will roll into the right field corner. Coming around third is Cano. He scores. Here comes Gardner sprinting around third. Here comes the relay by Kendrick. It is too late. A double for Cabrera. And two runs batted in. And now the Yankees have a 10-1 lead.
10-1 lead over the Angels. Hard for the Angels. Hard for the Dodgers, too.
They're not coming back.
No, don't think so.
There's no way they come back.
No. So it looks like it's going to be the New Jersey Turnpike World Series between the Yankees and the Phillies. Who's going to win, Peter?
At this point, I would say the Yankees because A-Rod and Derek Jeter have both been playing really well. If they stop playing well in the World Series, then the Phillies would. But I'm going to say the Yankees in six games.
All right. Whatever Peter says, you can bet the other way.
Exactly.
And you're probably in good shape.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online, using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose, because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line. created by our national development team.
Spread across three time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code BONUS to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, BONUS. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
If you're in sales or own your own business, how long will it take you to find one really great sales prospect? A day? A week? A month? Well, what if you could make one 10-minute phone call and end up with 100 targeted prospects? And what if those prospects were yours for free? Give us 10 minutes, and we'll show you how to find 100 prospects just like your best customers. Here's the number, 1-800-700-5976. That's the number for Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted prospects. We'll find the right leads for you, no matter what you're selling or who you're selling to. And to prove it, we'll give you 100 targeted prospects for free. It all starts with a simple phone call. Simply tell us who your best customers are, and we'll find you more prospects like them. Don't waste a week trying to find one targeted prospect. Make one call and discover how to get 100 quality prospects. But you must call now, 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Wednesday, October 21, my parting shot for today, it's open warfare. Yeah, not just between the United States and Al-Qaeda. It's open warfare between the White House and Fox News. Not only did President Obama skip Fox when he made the round of Sunday morning talk shows last month, now a top White House aides have declared that Fox is nothing but a Republican propaganda machine, and they're going to treat Fox like the enemy. All of which is true, but is it the best strategy for the White House? Look, no doubt about it. Fox is the anti-Obama network. Fox political shows all plan their broadcast according to that day's Republican Party talking points. And even Fox newscasts have a decidedly anti-Obama slant. But no matter what the White House does, they're not going to change that. In fact, the more they talk about Fox, the more Fox bounces up in the ratings. And Fox is already on its way to having the highest ratings of any year since they began broadcasting. So my advice to the White House is don't dignify Fox by taking them so seriously. The more they talk about Fox, the more they help Fox. I think the best thing to do with the Fox mudslingers is simply ignore them. That's my parting shot for today, folks. Tomorrow, the whip, Honorable James Clyburn from South Carolina, will be joining us. President Obama doing an event for small business out in Maryland, and then going up to New Jersey to do a fundraiser for John Corzine. Vice President Biden in Warsaw will keep our eye on everything that's going on and tell you all about it here tomorrow.
This is the Bill Presh.
When precious metals are high, gold buyers seem to pop up like mushrooms and disappear just as rapidly. In today's uncertain world, Rocky Mountain Coin continues to offer the same high prices for gold in all forms, with honesty and integrity, which they've provided for their customers at the same location for over 30 years. Rocky Mountain Coin doesn't just buy on weekends, but up today, tomorrow, and the next day. They know they can always beat any jewelry store, pawn shop, weekend hotel, and internet buyer's prices. Therefore, Rocky Mountain Coin gives you this ironclad guarantee. Shop any advertising gold buyer. If Rocky Mountain Coin can't beat the highest legitimate offer, they'll pay you 300% of the difference. That's right, 300% of the difference. Rocky Mountain Coin, located at 538 South Broadway in Denver. Open 9:30 to 5 on weekdays and 10 to 3 on Saturdays. Call them at 303-777-GOLD or find them on the web at rockymountaincoin.com. 5 times the receiver of the Gold Star Award from the Better Business Bureau and on Tom Martino's referral list at troubleshooter.com.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The government watchdog for the bank rescue program is adding up the pluses and minuses in a report to Congress. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. What's his bottom line, Peter?
It is an incomplete grade, Frank. Bailout Fund Inspector General Neil Barofsky tells CBS News it is impossible to predict how much of the $700 billion paid to banks and other businesses will be repaid to taxpayers.
I think it's too early to know what the precise numbers are, but I think it's unrealistic to expect that we're going to get all of that money back.
This report comes as the White House refocuses the recovery plan to small businesses. Later today, the president will announce proposals to loosen lending for that sector that often drives the economy. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
How important are routine cancer screenings? CBS's Barry Magnato's here with that.
Frank, they may do more harm than good, the American Cancer Society now warns, by exposing people with low-risk breast and prostate tumors to unnecessary treatments while not sharply reducing deadlier ones. The advantages have been exaggerated, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Otis Brawley says. So now what? He says women over 50 should still get regular mammograms, prostate cancer screening for men.
Learn the potential risks and potential benefits of screening, and they need to make an informed choice.
Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
A flu-like illness has made 900 students sick, forcing officials to close St. Charles East High School in the Chicago suburbs. Freshman Amanda Mueller says there was no point keeping it open.
My algebra class had like 7 people in it.
And how many does it normally have?
About 15.
It's not clear if the culprit is seasonal flu or H1N1. Dr. Ann Schuchat at the Centers for Disease Control tells the CBS News Early Show production of the H1N1 vaccine is behind schedule.
More vaccine is coming out every day. It's just that the production has not yielded as great amounts as we had hoped.
The government is going to take a more active role in workplace safety. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Why is that, Steve?
Well, largely because of what's happened in Nevada.
I want to observe myself the working conditions.
Outrage and criticism over a string of construction deaths, 12 on the Las Vegas Strip and 13 others in the state over an 18-month period. An OSHA report finds Nevada safety inspectors had limited, or in some cases no, training. Follow-up work was spotty, and now all state safety programs are going to get a going over by the Labor Department. Frank?
Children's advocates are demanding government action on child abuse and neglect. They say the United States has the highest child abuse death rate of any advanced country. The man who finished a distant second in Afghanistan's tainted presidential election has agreed to take part in the next month's runoff. Abdullah says he hopes the runoff will be free, fair, and credible.
My whole desire is that the second round will take place on time and that good circumstances and good conditions.
A friend says Pulitzer Prize-winning Los Angeles Times reporter and Washington Bureau Chief Jack Nelson has died of cancer. He was 80 years old. S&P futures are down 4 points. This is CBS News.
You work hard to stay healthy. Now at GNC and GNC.com, there's a sale that works hard for you. Our semi-annual Buy One Vitapack program, Get One Half Price Sale. Heart health, joint health, or more energy, each convenient pack gives you the specific vitamins and supplements you need every day. Buy One Vitapack program, choose a second one at half price. Our GNC sales associates make good health easy. Give us 5 minutes. Profit for life. GNC. Live well. Only at participating GNC stores. Second product must be of equal or lesser value. See store for details.
Sears Automotive Center.
Can you fix my car?
Well, at Sears, our ASE-certified blue automotive crew mechanics know cars inside and out. We'll find the problem and give you the best price, guaranteed.
Brakes?
Yes.
Tires?
Yep.
Struts?
Of course.
Oil changes?
Totally.
Helsinki smash rod?
You just made that word up, sir.
You're good.
Come into the Sears Automotive Center for our real-time price checks and get the best price guaranteed. Plus, come in now through October 24th and get the lowest price of the season on our best-selling Bridgestone tires. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life well spent.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Denver police have found the 12-year-old boy who's been missing since Monday afternoon.
Kasani El-Muhadar was staying at a shelter in Aurora. Police spent last night draining a pond near the 100 block of South Monaco Parkway searching for the boy. Paramedics checked him out before taking him to the police station where he's now being questioned. There's been another indictment in the Najib Al-Azazi terrorism case. A New York City imam has been indicted on charges that he lied to federal agents about Zazi. Ahmad Afzali was accused of tipping off the Denver airport shuttle driver last month that New York police were searching for him. If you're getting in the car today, get ready for a sloppy and snowy drive.
It's going to be heavier east of Denver as well as south of Denver, so even out toward Lyman there is some snow accumulating already. We're expecting a couple inches in Lyman, maybe as much as 8 inches at places like Monument and Conifer.
Chad Gimmestad with the National Weather Service says a winter storm watch remains in effect throughout the day for the Sangre de Cristo Mountains as well as Walsenburg and Telluride. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche are in Minneapolis tonight to take on the Wild. The Avs are currently in first place in the NHL's Northwest Division. They've got a 6-1-1 record. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, you caught Pat talking about the conditions outside the metro area, so that's what we'll check out first. We've got crashes on both sides of I-25 over Monument Hill. Sounds like the pavement there is slick in spots and slushy overall. We've also got a crash. Sounds like it's a rollover. This is eastbound I-70 right around Bennett. And then the further west you get towards Lyman, we're seeing that snow come in sideways, in fact. Now, around Denver, we're just seeing slowdowns in those usual spots. Now, the pavement's going to be wet and sloppy, so southbound I-25 already sluggish, 120th towards 84th. Southbounders on 225, you're feeling it just as you make that Parker curve up towards I-25. Now, as you're traveling northbound on 225, that's also on that approach to Parker Road all the way towards Alameda. Speeds through there are going to be in the 20s and 30s. Surface street crashes, Spear and Broadway downtown, as well as 6th and Gun Club. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. These sleety conditions should start to taper off right around noon. Currently, it's wet and 33 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, road safety starts where rubber meets road. Through October, when you visit your neighborhood Toyota dealers and buy three tires, you get the fourth tire for just $1. For the right tires at the right price, trust your neighborhood Toyota dealer. Toyota, the right choice.
You work hard to stay healthy. Now at GNC and GNC.com, there's a sale that works hard for you. Our semi-annual Buy One VitaPack program, get one half price sale. Heart health, joint health, or more energy, each convenient pack gives you the specific vitamins and supplements you need every day. Buy one VitaPack program, choose a second one at half price. Our GNC sales associates make good health easy. Give us 5 minutes. Profit for life. GNC. Live well. Only at participating GNC stores. Second product must be of equal or lesser value. See store for details.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I know I keep welcoming winter here, because we keep getting winter and then we get, seems like it's back to spring, then winter. Well, this is one of those winter mornings from our AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Can't even see the mountains right now. Snow coming down, going up into the low 40s today. However, according to my weather sources, going back up to into the 50s and maybe even to the 60s later on this week with some sun, at least partial sun. Got a great show for you today. We're going to do our news update, talk about the newly released Heaney tapes from the balloon saga, and a controversy over whether police should have lied in that investigation. The Fort Collins Coloradan has a big story about the ethics behind whether police should have lied in order to get the indictment process rolling against the Heaneys. So we're going to talk about that in the 7 a.m. hour. Then at 8, we're going to be joined by Westward's Joel Warner about the biggest pot bust in Colorado history. It's a fascinating story. It's kind of like The Wire, the show The Wire, right here in Colorado. Leaks, intrigue, pretty incredible. And also at a bigger level, a sad commentary on what we're using our law enforcement resources for here in Colorado. So much resources and manpower going into busting pot grow houses. And we're going to get into a discussion about
marijuana policy. This has been a big week for drug policy reform, and the story gets more and more twisted. And so we will discuss that at 8. Then at 9, we're going to be joined by James Elroy, the author of the L.A. Confidential series, a fantastic crime novelist, one of the best in the business, one of the most famous in the business. He'll be in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo at 9. He's going to be here in Colorado at the Tattered Cover tomorrow night. Then at 9:30, one of my favorite writers, a cultural critic, cultural commentator, Chuck Klosterman. He writes about everything and nothing all at the same time. One of my favorite books is Sex, Drugs, and Cocoa Puffs. He's got a new book out as well. So a lot to get to. Let's get to our news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
So the big national news in health care, the Congressional Budget Office finds the Democratic House bill on health care with a public option, big shocker, reduces the deficit. A preliminary estimate from the CBO projects that the House Democrats' plan that includes a public option would cost $871 billion over 10 years, well below the $900 billion threshold set by President Obama. And it would reduce the deficit. And it would reduce the deficit specifically through the public option. So, in other words, because the public option is in the bill, because it would force insurance companies to compete and therefore probably lower premiums and therefore lower the needed federal subsidies for lower income people, it would reduce the deficit. So when you hear Blue Dog Democrats or supposedly fiscally conservative Republicans say they oppose the public option because it supposedly costs too much, we've heard that before. Now we have an official government report which proves how ridiculous and absurd that line of thinking is. It's not even a line of thinking, it's propaganda. Now, sadly enough, the headline in the New York Times today is Obama is taking a healthcare hiatus as congressional leaders and White House officials huddle behind closed doors to settle their differences on healthcare legislation. One of the most powerful voices in the debate, President Obama, has grown noticeably quieter. After spending much of the summer and most of September banging his drum in favor of the healthcare overhaul, Obama is entering what one senior White House official called a quiet period. He is intentionally lowering his public profile on the issue. I mean, what is this, kindergarten? Is it nap time? It's time for a nap. It's time for the leader of the free world to be quiet on the biggest issue of the day. I mean, this is a lot of crap. I mean, I cannot believe that this is this strategy, and this is being portrayed as a good strategy. Now, at the end game, it's time to go quiet. I'm not trying to play armchair strategist here. I'm just trying to be a citizen. And when we have one of the biggest legislative overhauls in contemporary history happening, just as a citizen, I would prefer the President of the United States to not decide to take a nap, to take a time out. It's not time for nap time. It's not time to go to that inner place. We need leadership out there. New poll from the Washington Post, as President Obama and his war cabinet deliberate a new strategy for the war in Afghanistan, Americans are evenly and deeply divided now over whether he should send 40,000 more troops there, and public approval of the president's handling of the situation has tumbled. So the numbers showing almost an exact split, 48% to 49%, on whether we should escalate the war in Afghanistan. President Obama yesterday was up on Wall Street for a big Manhattan fundraiser. And according to the Politico, he took a dig at Wall Street. President Obama swept into Manhattan, where he was set to appear at a trio of highbrow fundraisers and raked in as much as $3 million for the Democratic Party. Some of the executives who are benefiting from the bailout contributing to his campaign. I believe the maximum at one of these events was $34,000. So if you want a good example of how federal bailout money ultimately ends up in the pockets of political campaigns of the politicians who enact those bailouts. Here's a good example. Federally subsidized executives contributing money to the Democratic Party, to President Obama's campaign, after, again, receiving federal bailout money. Good news is that President Obama took a moment, at least, to push for serious Wall Street reform, so I guess that's good. And he has, to his credit, and I give him a lot of credit for this, his one veto threat that we've seen at all from the president has been a veto threat if the Wall Street reform package is too watered down. To local news, Senators Mark Udall and Michael Bennett are vowing to fight a public option filibuster. Simultaneous blast emails delivered yesterday from both senators urging Colorado voters to make their voices heard and to tell as many of their friends as possible to tell their senators to oppose a filibuster of a public option. Michael Bennett, really, his behavior is really interesting on this. He has gotten, there he is, Senator Moneybags. It's interesting. He, you know, when he didn't have a primary opponent, he was sort of Mr. Weak-kneed on the public option. Now that he's got a primary opponent, he's not only for the public option, he's now sending out emails saying he opposes any kind of filibuster and that we should all be up in arms that a filibuster is on the table. And you know what? I agree with him. I agree with him. That's as I said, that's the value of the primary process. It makes these senators more accountable to voters. Last couple stories here from Colorado. Ken Salazar, the Interior Secretary, is moving forward and backward, says Westward, on the oil shale issue. For decades, energy companies and the federal government have tinkered with ways of trying to extract oil buried in rock in western Colorado and eastern Utah. Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar still has lots of questions about the process, whether the current oil shale technology will ever be commercially viable, how much water and energy will be required to squeeze the oil out of the ground, what kinds of mess will be left behind. Today, Salazar announced new steps to try to get the answers while gingerly poking at another possible Bush-era scandal still dogging his department shortly after taking office last January. The former Colorado senator put the brakes on many of the accelerated energy programs launched in the final days of the Bush administration. Now he's commissioning a study to look at whether and what those would do to Colorado's environment and economy. Final story here. The Zazi trial is set for December. The federal judge on Tuesday scheduled a 10-day trial for Muhammad Wali Zazi. Zazi is the father of Najibullah Zazi, and he's free under electronic monitoring now, but he has been implicated by authorities in this, and now his trial is set for December. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, after the break, we're going to play the newly released tapes, 911 tapes from the Heaney family, the balloon dad, balloon mom, balloon boy. And we're going to open up the AM760 Progressive Dojo to discuss whether you think, in light of all the evidence that's come out now, whether it's okay for police to temporarily mislead the public, temporarily lie to the public for the greater good. The Fort Collins, Colorado, the newspaper up there, has an interesting story about the tactics that police used to create their indictment and their case against the Heaneys. Is it okay for police to lie to us temporarily for the broader, for the bigger good? We will get into it in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. And those tapes, they're going to, if you haven't heard them yet, they're pretty maddening.
They are, man. I'd like to punch that Richard Heaney or Robert Heaney in the throat.
I mean, when you think that it's allegedly a hoax, I mean, you know, innocent until proven guilty. But if this was a hoax, and if you listen to the tapes with the idea that it could be a hoax, it's maddening. I mean, you and I listened to it, right?
I just listened to, you know, about 30 seconds of it, and I was like, seething.
And it's like, how? Yeah, how you're talking about
what
kids?
What a horrible actor!
Seriously, if again, allegedly, but if it was a hoax, man, these tapes.
I'll go out on a limb and say it was.
You're convicting him in the court of John Turk.
He's done, toast.
Exactly. Oh man, what are you gonna sentence him to?
I don't know what you do with this guy. I the taxpayers need their money back. You know, put him in a balloon and just send him off across the Atlantic.
Yeah, you know, maybe
see if he can make it across the pond.
In some local cases, the judges have the authority to creatively sentence. I wonder if we could sentence Richard Heaney, if he is guilty, to like a certain amount of time in the UFO.
Yeah, you know, something like that. You know, it's like the guy who got caught with the dummy going in the hover lane.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they made him sit out there, like, in front of the hover lane with the thing that said, you know, hover lane's not for dummies.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, let's get some creative...
So if you've got a creative... That's a good idea. If you've got a creative punishment for Richard Heaney... When we open up this AM760 Progressive Dough Drive, you got a creative punishment for the Heaney family. Give it to us. We'll take your creative punishment. Should he spend a year in his UFO? 303-713-7600. We're going to get to those 911 tapes after a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, Dave, as you can expect, we do have some sloppy conditions around the city. It's going to cause some pretty lengthy delays around town. Already stop and go in the normal spots, southbound 225 in Aurora, beginning at Parker Road. Also on southbound I-25, that stretch from North Glen all the way through Thornton down to 84th is going to be really heavy for you, too. On the south end, near Monument Hill, crashes on both sides of I-25. Going to be real slick and slushy in spots down there. Also got this crash at 6th and Gun Club, one at Monaco and Yale. Chain laws in effect in the high country over Loveland Pass. Your forecast, rain and snow through the early afternoon, about 1 to 2 inches in the metro. More snow to the south and west. Some areas 5 to 10 inches. Look for a high around 40 degrees. Right now we're at 36 in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Health One is hosting a system-wide open house for experienced nurses.
Are you tired of continually spending money on cleaning products that are bad for you and the environment? A one-time purchase of the Our Clean World microfiber cloth infused with silver will last an average of 6 years. With our revolutionary cloth, your impact on the planet is minimal and your savings is huge. We love our cloth for cleaning counters, tile, floors, bathtubs, showers, glass, mirrors, even your car and your pet. Click on our banner ad right now, located on your Listen Live player, or visit OurCleanWorld.com.
That's Jared!
Hi, I'm Jane Seymour. My mother used to say, always keep your heart open. It's the only way to give and receive love. Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $50 to $1,300.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
A new study from Carfax shows that the number of salvaged cars for sale has more than doubled. You want to avoid buying these rebuilt wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource. Our Denver-based solar company has installed hundreds of solar systems for homes and small businesses throughout Colorado. Now is a great time to invest in a solar electric or a solar thermal system. Start with a 30% federal tax credit, the current local rebates, and the lowest panel pricing in history. Combine all three, and you can earn a 7% return on investment in the first 12 months and lower your carbon footprint. Call us at SolSource for a free solar evaluation at 303-